are listening to 3KQ Radio.
Give it some.
With the cool people on the planet.
Let's go. Let's go. The party ain't over.
What it is, what it is, what it do? It's your boy, Mr. 3KQ, and of course, we live in this thing once again, always bringing you the livest entertainment, news, news you can't use, and a whole bunch of other foolishness. It's your boy, Justin, and man, I'm telling you, it's been great running this show with you guys all listening in on the app, man. I mean, you guys have been rocking with us for a while. We always tell you bigger and better things are to come, and definitely our queen has got some really good things in the mix. So I just want y'all to stay tuned. Come along for the ride because, I mean, it's going to be a good one. We're going all the way to the top. We don't have any plans on stopping anytime soon. With all that being said, welcome the queen to the stage. Miss Pam, how you doing today?
Ooh, what's going on, everybody? So I'm on my way to the station. So if y'all hear me riding just a little bit, I'm on my way in, Justin. But I got to tell you, today has been a phenomenal day. My daughter just celebrated her big five for her. So we've been out in these streets today, but everything is lovely. I can't wait to talk dirty with y'all tonight. So I'm ready. I hope y'all know.
Okay. And Miss Sam, if I'm correct, I seen some Facebook Live video of you earlier this week. You were dressed a little jazzy there. I mean, you know, that's just to give a little taste of it was very nice. Very nice.
Did you like it?
Very
did you
nice.
Like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
Good.
You know,
you said I got a lot of things to come down the pipeline, and I tell you, you know, it's gonna be some goodness here in 2019. But in about 2 weeks, some of that goodness gonna drop and it's gonna go viral. So that's all I'm putting out there for right now. Yep, that's
okay.
All I'm putting out there for right now.
That's all you got to give them then. That is all you got to give them.
Yes.
Well, definitely tonight, we definitely got a good show planned for everybody. And we're gonna be talking about a lot of good stuff, you know, I commend you and Chad P for coming up with these wonderful topics. You know, we got how many days should it be between sex? Like, if you're married, you're in a relationship, how many days should it be between you guys having sex? And not counting the time when it's, you know, the lady's time of the month. Understand, you got to give off time for that. But other than that, how many days between times you guys have sex? The next topic we're going to be talking about, can you control who you love? You know, like, you know how people say they meet and fall in love on the first day? Like, can you really control who you love? And then, this is a really good one, controversial topic. Can your partner have an attractive friend of the opposite sex? I mean, that's a doozy right there that a lot of people face. And then last but not least, we're going to go with four topics this week. Is it okay to grab your girl's ass in public? You know, and with that being said, I mean, ladies, is it okay for you to grab your man's crotch in public? I mean, you know, the people want to know. The people definitely want to know. Chad Peasy wants to know. Hey, Peasy, I just want to apologize. I know you're going to be mad when you come in this thing. I want to apologize. I know we leaked a little bit of your music, but the fans kept asking for it. And that's the only reason we did it. And I want to be the first to apologize. We leaked a little bit of your music on Instagram. Just a little. We gave them a snippet. It's only 60 seconds, so that's all we can leak. So that's not even really that much. So I hope you're not too upset.
No, man. I'm okay. I guess it's cool. Lesson learned, don't ever send Nick nothing, because I know he's the one that did it. But you know, it's all good, man. That's just a little piece of the album. It's one of my favorite tracks on that so far. But coming along real well. So Hopefully y'all get, y'all enjoy it. Y'all sells at the end of this spring. I haven't released the date yet, but it's coming soon.
All right.
So can I, Chad? I gotta ask you. Did you get the chance to see me on Facebook on yesterday?
Yesterday I was at work. Yesterday was a crazy day for me, Pam. I was actually off social media for most of the day. So I didn't see you, but if it's still up there, I go. Were you on live?
Yeah, I went live. I just wanted to, you know, I wanted you to take in a little bit of that gorgeousness. So, you know, if you get a chance, you know, check it out. I think
you'll
like it.
Yeah, you need to check this shit out. You need to check it out, Chad. Chad, you need to go check. Matter of fact, get offline and go check it out now.
I saw you went live, but I was at, well, you know what I'm saying, at my own, you know, financial institute that's powering everything that I do right now. But
you gotta stay current with your queen. I'm just saying, you gotta stay current with your queen. Your queen
man,
is doing the same.
You gotta let me know when you go live so I can participate, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the notification, but I was at work, man, to be honest with you.
Gotcha.
But I got you.
Gotcha.
You know I got you.
Okay. All right, I'll let you slide.
I appreciate it, man. It won't happen again. I'm gonna check that shit out though. Justin's urging me to check it out.
Yeah, bro, you gotta go check it out for the queen. For the queen. You gotta check it out for the queen.
For the queen.
Exactly. Alright, so Peasy, man, you and Pam, y'all been coming up with some really good topics, man, and this one, these four here, really do take the cake, man, and I think there's some really good ones. I think there's some really good ones. And because we got four, I guess we shouldn't wait too much time to get into them, man. And, I mean, they're all just so good. I'm going to start with grabbing your girl's ass in public. I mean, you know, if you're with your girl, she got that nice little sundress on. I mean, that junk is looking tantalizing. And you know other niggas, other dudes, other people, even chicks, are looking. Because that, you know, you see a nice girl in a sundress, little mini skirt, whatever it may be, people be looking. And so when you grab it, and this is my thoughts on it, when you grab it, it's like you letting people know, you know, this is all mine, I got this. And you also assuring her that you got her back, like that you're behind her, nobody's going to run up and grab her. It's like a blinker system sometimes. Like, hey, tap, tap, hey, go this way. You know what I'm saying? It's all three of those in one. You know, it's like a triple threat in basketball. You know what I mean? I mean, you get everything with that. And you know what? You can't do it with every girl. Like, your girl got to have a little cushion back there. You know, some girls is flat like a door, you know what I'm saying? So you hit that, you might break your hand. But if she got a little something, a little cushion back there, hey, I believe it's perfectly fine to grab it, slap it, whatever you want to do in public. That's how I feel. What you thinking, Pete?
Okay. Well, I'm not real big on PDA, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them things where I have to be feeling it in the moment, or I feel like I'm getting tested. You know what I'm saying? Smacking her, like grabbing her ass like that, like in the picture I saw, wouldn't be necessary in public unless we finna get down in public. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I grab your ass like that, it only mean one thing for me. Like, what's next? Dick, that's it. You know, I'm just being honest with you. But, you know, a light little cuff, you know what I'm saying? I cuff that ass in public. But, you know, that kind of grab right there, bro, I don't know. I feel you on the blinker system, though. I feel you on that shit, but you know, I don't know about a whole ass grab like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I think I send the wrong message if I did that often.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is too deep, but you know, I've often watched my dad growing up, you know, constantly popping my mom, and I was like, I guess that's what you're supposed to do when you get married. I guess that's what you're supposed to do when you get a girl. So the entire time,
though, bro.
Huh? A pop is different from a full hand grab, all five finger discount on that thing. You right.
Yeah, I pop that ass in public now. Like, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I
pop
that ass in public now. But that type, that's a grope. That's like pass a grab, bro. That's a whole ass grope. Grope that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Now, that shit only mean one thing to me. I don't want to send the wrong idea, so I only use that shit when very necessary.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
We got.
Go ahead,
Miss Pam. Go ahead. Before I get Miss Pam, because Miss Pam might want to chime in on this part too. I don't know if I want my dick grabbed like that in public though. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't. Don't grab my dick. Like, I don't know if if we flip around in the other way, don't grab my ass. But I don't grab my dick like that, man, in public, unless you trying to, you know what I'm saying, do something in public. But that shit, I think it's sending the wrong message. But that's just me. What do you think, bro?
Okay. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, no homo, but, like, you got on, like, them gray sweatpants that the ladies like, or you got on a pair of hooping shorts and you walking through Walmart, she can't grab it?
Nah, man, because, like, look, shit, if you wake them up, you're going to have to handle them. Where is he at?
Okay. Do you go to the car,
you know,
or do you go to the dressing room?
Probably dressing room shit. I'm with that dressing room shit, man. Like you know what
okay.
I'm saying? I got kicked out of dressing room
one time. All right. See?
Long story.
All right. I'm going to go to Miss Pam, and then I'm going to bring the cream on. Go ahead, Miss Pam.
Mm. Well, you know, I am all down for you grabbing my ass, popping my ass, rubbing my ass in public. I'm down for it. I love it, actually. I love for my ass to be popped and rubbed and slapped and all of that. I don't care where you at. You can do it. Now, I can see your point, though, Chad, when you're talking about grabbing the dick, because if I grab the dick in public or anywhere, I'm ready to do something to that dick. So you gotta be a little careful with how you grab that dick, because just like Chad said, when you wake it up, I feel like if I get it up, it's my job to get it down. So you gotta be a little careful with that, but there you go. But you can smack that ass, pop it, grope it, grab it, all of it. I'm good with it. Please do it to me.
Amen.
Please do it to me.
Amen.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and bring in the one, Miss LaCream, to the building. Miss LaCream, welcome to the stage. Hey, Miss LaCream.
Is your mic on mute, Miss LaCream?
Mic might be on mute. It's all right. It's all right. She'll come in a second. You know, sometimes she steps away.
Oh, it is.
Away.
I didn't see it.
What's up?
I'm
talking about.
I see exactly. Thank you. It was. What's going on, 3KQ? What are y'all doing?
Oh, man.
You know, chilling.
That's what's up.
I know. So, LaCream, tell us. How do you feel about having, not your ass just slapped in public, but how do you feel about having your ass groped in public?
Well, so let me say this. When Don and I first got together, even still today, but when we first got together, he would do it no matter where we were. And I would always tell him to stop because it was inappropriate to me. And the reason why I say that is because when we met, mind you, we were overseas working, and everywhere we went, it was people who either worked for us, you know what I'm saying? So to me, initially, it was just inappropriate because he's not just, you know, a little, ooh, little swipe past the butt. He groping, you know? So I'm like, okay, I don't like it. So for a long time, I was like, don't do that. Stop. You know, I would always tell him to stop doing it. But now, you know, over a period of time, I'm okay with it. But it depends too with me where we are, because if I'm in a certain setting, don't do that. Don't and he knows too. I give him a look. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because of where I am and who is around, and we're in a professional setting. Don't do that. But he don't care. If he looks good in the skirt or the pants or whatever, he's gonna do it. So I've been having to remind him. Yeah, I have to remind him, as you know, now you have onlookers. You have people, you know, who are paying attention to us in the form that we're in. So we have to be a little more casual, you know, or not so casual about those types of things. But as far as he is concerned, I always touch and grab on him. But I'm discreet. I'm not just going to, you know, sometimes in the store we might be walking and I might walk behind him and hit his butt or something like that. But, like, if I'm grabbing his dick or something like that, I just won't be doing that just, like, out. I'll, you know, we may be sitting down and I might run my hand over there, or he may be driving and I might, you know, run my hand over there. Or just like we were at the club last night and I just, you know, he was sitting face-to-face with me and so he was right in front of me, so I was just grabbing it right there. So, but I won't just be walking and just make a whole, you know, to-do and we have to end up going to do something somewhere. Now, we ain't doing it like that, but, you know, I don't mind
it. Okay. I got you.
Very strange.
All right. Miss Pam, I don't know. Maybe I missed it. Hopefully I didn't. But what about you? You grabbing dick in public, or are you? How does that work for you?
I'm grabbing dick in public. Like, I mean, I get latrine piece, you know, if I'm in a professional setting, but I still think that there's a way you can keep it classy even in a professional setting. Because I've seen it often where guys are low-key rubbing the breast or low-key rubbing the leg or, you know. So I feel like, hey, I can do the same thing, and I can do it discreetly, and I can do it with class. And if that didn't get up, baby, we're going to the bathroom, McCream. I'm sorry. I mean, I ain't saying me and you going to the bathroom. But me and my dude, you know what I'm saying, we going to the bathroom. We're going to handle business. Because some stuff just can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time to wait. You know, I mean, there were times me and my husband, when we first started dating, you know, I would pull inside the road and take care of things, you know. So I used to love that on 75. Like, that was the thing. How far can we get on 75 before it go down? So, you know, I'm open to that.
Yeah, see, I feel you on that. But if I'm in a certain setting, I don't want it. Like, you know, if I'm doing something in particular, I'm in a certain setting. Now, it's okay with being discreet or whatever the case may be. But if I'm taking care of business, don't do that. Let me focus on what I'm doing.
See.
But do you think?
But that's me.
Okay, you're right. Like you said, that's you. Like, if my man rub on my ass just a little bit, even though I'm handling business, that's going to make, for me, oh, my God, I can do my job even better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a confidence booster for me. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a little treat for me. Like, okay, yes. You know, so, I don't know, but that's me. I don't know. That's me.
With us, like, we share office.
Go ahead.
So we close our door. And we can hug and kiss and do all that or whatever the case can be. But, again, our office doesn't lock. So, we, you know, we can't do anything in there other than, you know what I'm saying, what we do. Because when people come knock, they need stuff. We got to, you know what I'm saying. Well, I guess with me, it's just a setting thing with me. It just depends on my setting.
Okay.
Now, if I'm riding the car and we doing all those things or whatever the case may be, I'm all game for that. Restrooms, I'm game for that. But if I'm in my element doing what I got to do, look, we can play all day. Let's take care of this business right quick.
Okay. All right.
Because I love to play, but I want to take care of business first.
Jeff, I don't know if you agree with this.
Yes, sir.
But tell me if you agree with this. 90% of the reason I tint my windows on my car is to get my dicks up while I'm driving. I'm telling you now. I fuck with the sun. You want to keep the sun out the car cool. You want to keep people looking in that bit. That's about 10% of the reason why I do it. The other 90 is get my dicks up while I'm driving. Like, so, lady, if your dude got a tinted car, or if you married, if he don't have a tinted car, who gives a shit? Make sure you handling that dick while he's driving. I don't give out no more games. No more drip. No more drip this year. That's it.
That's all the advice you give.
Yeah, that's early in the
that's
year.
All that's all the advice you get.
That's it. All 2019.
Well, there it is. There it is. We got my boy, Mr. Nick, no nickname in the building. What's going on, big homie?
Ain't that man trying to be the most ignorant version of myself tonight. That's all.
Most
ignorant?
Ignorant version of myself. You know what I'm saying? Pam already done started with this shit. It's cool. It's cool. I ain't got nothing to say.
Hey, man,
it's
MLK Eve. You supposed to turn up. It's MLK Eve, bro. I'm on that WNW
right
now.
Nigga, I'm on that white. I figured I'll drink white tonight. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no brown. Drinking that white liquor. Fuck you, man.
Nick, this is no white. I had on white last night, too. Did you check that out?
You shouldn't have wore that shit. Ain't no way the hell you deserve to wear white.
God damn. So you said it should have been red or something? You said it should have been red
beige,
or another color?
Beige, off-white, anything, but not white, not pure white. Only thing pure about Pam. Never. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Don't we got some questions to ask
him? He's just mad because ain't nobody grabbing his dick. And he can't feel no ass with them little hands. That's
why
all.
You crazy as fuck? Why you crazy? Hey, listen. Nah, Pam, I got a story about them little hands for your ass today. See, so I was talking to somebody the other day. Like 2 days ago. It was a female, and this bitch said, I said something, and she laughed, and she said, oh, that tickled me on the inside. I said, nah, bitch, that's them little hands. And she was like, I do have little hands on the inside. So just let me know, some bitches out there with some little hands, you feel me? Just because you ain't got the little hands, that means you ain't working with what I'm used to working with, you feel me? Anyway, you would probably have Shaq-sized hands in that motherfucker anyway. Goddamn gargantuan size hands.
This what y'all gonna do tonight.
You ain't gotta worry.
This what y'all doing tonight.
Hey man, don't you have a question to ask me? Shit. Hey, what's up, LaCree?
Man,
how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I do have a question.
I seen you on Instagram all week.
Huh?
I seen you on Instagram all week. You was looking nice and
what
shit. Don't know
what it is
to,
like.
Donna
we know each
to.
Other real talk.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You have to compliment Donald with a compliment, because otherwise you're going to get shot. That nigga sniper.
Like Call of Duty.
So I can't wait to meet y'all. Formally.
Well, it's going down in 45 days, 15 hours, and 7 minutes. It's going down. It's going down. Elation on that ass.
So, Nick.
You're going to be on that elation through
let me
K-
ask you
K-
this.
What's up, Reese?
Nick, let me ask you this, man. How do you feel about grabbing your girl's ass in public? Not just a pat. I'm talking about a full grope session on her ass. Like, is that okay for you to do in public?
Hell yeah, it's okay. It's definitely okay. But you know, I don't do it that often, but it's okay. But what I say is that I prefer what LaCream and Pam was talking about. This is the only thing I'm going to agree with Pam with tonight. If you grab the dick, that's much better. Like, don't wait for me to grab the ass. Just grab on me. I feel like it should be inspiration, motivation, you know what I'm saying, cultivation for you to do your job better. I feel like that's what it should be. I feel like we shouldn't make it all the way down 75. That's what I feel like. We shouldn't even make it all the way to McDonald's from where the fuck I stay at before you jump on this motherfucker. I'm just letting you know that I enjoy those types of things. But you know what I'm saying? We in the mall, you know what I'm saying? You can grab on the ass, but the longer you with the chick, the less you want to grab on her ass in public. I just want to throw that out there.
What is
nobody
that?
Probably haven't addressed that shit, but that's just the truth.
What is
that? You done seen it before? A lot. You know that you know what a motherfucking dimples in her ass is at now and all kinds of shit. So it's just like pointless to grab her. And she came with bills. You gonna find out she got, you know what I'm saying, college loans and student loans. She got to pay back and shit. And now that you're with her, you gotta help her. So you be walking with her in public, like holding her hand, but far out. Like, nigga, can y'all take her, please? Because this bitch got bills. And that's what I be thinking. Anyway. Chad told me he'd be thinking the same thing, but he ain't gonna say it on the radio. He just texted me. But
He said he'd be thinking the same thing. Like, take this motherfucker. You can have her.
Hey, man.
Why they don't have no donation situation for your girl? Like, it's cool. Like, all that shit. The cream said the best. All that shit is cool at the beginning. It's cute. It's nice. It's dope at the beginning. But after you be with a motherfucker for a long time, you be like, please don't touch me unless you sucking my dick. Oh, you got me.
I don't think I said that.
You didn't finish. You didn't finish the statement. LaCream, you didn't finish the statement. I finished it for you, but you just right. It's cool at the beginning. Yeah, I had to finish it for you. But yeah, man, that shit, that affection in the public is nice and stuff. Niggas be putting their stamp on shit. But let me tell you something. If you feel like you have to grab your girl ass, this is real shit. If you feel like you have to grab your girl ass in public, that is not your girl. That's just my opinion on that situation. That's all I got.
So if you have to grab it, it's not your girl. If you have to,
yeah, because niggas be ooh, trying to grab ass to make it look like, you know what I'm saying, a statement like, this is my bitch. If you got to prove that this your bitch, that is not your bitch. That's our bitch.
I would care to disagree.
Donald is probably grabbing it because he wants to, not because he feel like he got to. That's different. He's in public. He want to do it just because he want to do it. But if you feel like he got to, then it applies to him too. But I don't think that's why he's doing it. I think he's doing it because he wants to. But niggas that feel like they got to, that's not your bitch.
I don't think I've ever grabbed a bitch ass because I had to. What the fuck does that feel like?
Right.
I had to grab her ass.
I don't know. Listen, you walk past a bunch of. Listen, think about this shit. You done seen it. Man, you might not have done it, but you done seen it. This, I'm telling you, this shit real. You done seen it. It'd be like you and your niggas, y'all in the mall. You probably was younger because you probably ain't with your niggas like that these days. But you was younger, you and your niggas in the mall, and it's a nigga walking with his bitch. And when he walked past y'all, that's when he grabbed her ass. You think that was an accident? You think he just grabbed it because he needed to grab it right then?
He might couple, like put his arm around and shit like that. But, nigga, you've been with me. And a nigga, like, said something slick to my girl. And I was like, well, you said something slick to me about my girl. And I was like, nigga, thank you. All right, keep moving. You been like,
no, but I'm not talking. I'm not talking about real niggas that's on the show. I'm just talking about in general. I know it haven't happened to you. I didn't even mention you. I don't know why the fuck you talking right now, but I didn't say it happened to you. I'm just saying you've seen it happen. I'm trying to prove me wrong, nigga. I done been.
Well,
in the mall.
I think
maybe you never seen it. I've been in the mall and I walked past the bitch with her dude. And the nigga grabbed ass when he walked past me. I don't feel like he felt that was the moment to grab ass. He felt like he grabbed ass, so I would know that's his girl. And I'm like, nigga, thank you for grabbing her ass. Now I know it's an opening because you're not confident in yourself. Now that's our girl. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, nigga.
Yeah, like, y'all
nigga,
never seen
you
that before. Yeah. I mean, I seen niggas like, when I walk past a nigga, they really cuff their girl like that. Like, nigga, I want your bitch. That's almost just as offensive to me as when you walk by white people and they clutch their shit. Like, they clutch their purse and shit. Like, you clutch your girl, nigga. I don't care about your bitch, nigga. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. I don't like that shit, but you know what I'm saying. I feel you, Nick. I feel you. Carry on.
No, I'm done. That's all I had. I'm glad nigga finally got what the fuck I was saying at the end. Shit.
Well, there we have it. Now you know the different criteria and thoughts and impressions on grabbing your girl's ass in public. If you're not secure in yourself, then we know why you grabbed it. But with that being said, we're gonna go ahead and move on to the next topic, and that next topic is gonna be: can you control who you love? Like, is it possible to really control who you love, or is it possible to fall in love at first sight? Like, you know, if you with somebody and you fall in love with somebody else, like, is that really possible? Peace, talk to us, Kim. Can you control who you love, or is nature going to take its course?
I honestly don't think you can. To a certain extent, I think you can control how much in love you are with somebody, but I don't think you control who you fall in love with, or you would question. I don't know if y'all have you ever questioned like why you love somebody? Y'all ain't like, why I would love this motherfucker? God damn, you know what I'm saying? That would never happen if you could control, because you wouldn't fall in love with stupid ass people, or you'll fall in and out at will. But I don't think you can control it.
Stop okay. I'm finna turn.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's go with LaCream. LaCream, can you control who you fall in love with, or you know, does it just happen?
Okay, so I honestly don't think that you can control who you fall in love with. I think, and I do believe in love at first sight. And the reason why I say that is we initially, again, you don't know a person when you initially see them. So there are certain things about this person that obviously attracts you from a physical standpoint. And because Donald and I, like I told y'all, we've talked all the way till the sun comes up. He was like, well, dang. Like, how did you like this person? He was ugly type of deal. You know what I'm saying? Or that's not your type of deal. Like, how did you date this guy? And I'm like, okay, well, I dated this guy because, again, none of my guys are ever the same. Everybody's different for, you know, I like them for some certain type of reason. So he's like, that's just really not your type. But, again, it's not one of those things that, you know, you can, and you know, you don't anticipate on falling for that person. You know, you start talking to this person, you know what I'm saying, you just spending more time with this person, and then gradually over a period of time, after spending time with this person, and then when you become sexually connected to a person, you know, from having sex and different things of that nature, you're passing more emotion, more feelings back and forth between the two. So I don't really think that you can control who you fall in love with. I do believe in love at first sight. Because, again, initially it's a physical attraction, and then from there, something is warranting you to want to continue to know this person, whether it's just conversation or whatever the case may be. Now, some people say, okay, well, I met this person, I married him the next week, and you know, or I married him, you know, whatever the case may be. I do feel like it should be a time period of getting to know a person at least, you know what I'm saying? But I do kind of believe that you could be, you know, stargazed at first sight. And then once you get to know that person, it may not be what you thought. So, you know what I'm saying? You may not go any further, or it may be exactly what you thought. Because initially, like when I met Donald, I was just finishing, you know, I was just coming out of a relationship. I thought he was a decent-looking guy. I thought he was attractive, but it wasn't something that I was pursuing, you know what I'm saying? But eventually, like I told him, I said, boy, once I start leaving my curling iron in your room, we went together. That lets you know I like you. I'm leaving something that I need to beautify myself with every day. It's in your room. That's important to me. So, you know, it's not necessarily a first sight, but it came really quick because we, you know, we had a lot in common, but we're so different. So, I believe it's possible.
Nick, let's go with you, man. Love at first sight, man. Is it possible or is it not possible? What do you think? Can you control who you love?
Okay, first question. Love at first sight. Nah, I don't think it's possible. But I do get why people say, you know what I'm saying, it's possible. I get it. I think it's still very loosely based on love and largely based on lust, but it is what it is. At first sight. I'm not saying nothing about nothing anybody already said. I'm just saying love at first sight. I feel like that's what it's based on. That's my opinion. Give shit what you think. But can you control who you love? That's a good question. Like, that is a good – that's probably the best question we've ever asked, and it's not, but it's really good. Can you control it? I think for women, it's absolutely possible. And I think for men, it's not. As possible, or we just don't know what levers to push to make it possible. And I'm not like being funny, but even when I think about back in the old days, when I say old days, I'm talking about our grandparents and stuff. Like, your grandmother was the most faithful person in the relationship. She loved your granddaddy,
in most cases. Not every situation is the same or whatever the fuck, but in most cases, that's how it is. But your granddaddy went shit. Like, he might have loved her, but he loved the other bitch down the street and his whole other family he had around the corner, and not to mention the bitches that was out of state. Like, the niggas just was in love with all kinds of bitches. But women, I think they can slow it down and love one person and control, like, this the motherfucker I'm going to be with because I feel safe or secure or the motherfucker take care of me, whatever the fuck the situation is, to why they feel like that. But I feel like, yes, for certain people, i.e. women, they can control who they love. For niggas, I think we probably could control it, but we avoid it more so than try to control it. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I kind of have mixed reviews. And the only reason I say that, and then I'll go to Pam next, the only reason I say that is because when I met mine, and from the first date, I was like, yep, just the one. And I had a couple of bad breakups and a couple of things. I can't say it was love at first sight. We had been talking on the phone and Facebook and things like that for probably a good month or so before we actually met in person. And then once we met, it was like, yeah, this is it. I even told a close friend of mine, I was like, yep, this is it. This is the one. And boom, bada boom, 8-9 years later, that's the one. So, I mean, I don't know if you would consider that love at first sight, but I do believe you can't really control who you fall in love with. You can control who you love, but you can't control who you fall in love with. So, you know, if you, and I believe it's like if you're in a relationship and you see somebody else and that person gives you that spark, not just on a lustful attraction, but if that person gives you that spark or gives you that energy, you know, sometimes I don't believe there's nothing you can do to control yourself falling for that person. I mean, just because it's going to happen naturally. You're going to naturally fall for that person, care for that person, and things of that nature. But, you know, that's just how I kind of look at it. Pam, what you think? Can you control who you love? You believe in love at first sight? Like, what's your thoughts?
So I don't believe in love at first sight, but I do believe that you can control who you love, right? I do believe that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there are people who, you know, are married and big picture probably in love with someone else, right? But they may know that, hey, that person may not be good for me, so this person is a better fit. And the person that they're in love with could possibly be horrible, right? So I really think you can, to that retrospect, control who you love. But does that mean that you don't love that person just because they're not a right fit? No, I think you still, there are some levels of love that you still have for them. But love at first sight, I'm going to have to agree with Nick on that one. I don't know about that. Because when I met Lonnie, I wasn't in love with him at first sight. I didn't fall in love with him at first sight. But over time, pretty much like LaCream, I fell in love with him. So, yeah, that's my take.
All right. Peasy, did we already hear from you? I might have miscount there.
I think, didn't I answer this motherfucker? Okay.
You were first. Right.
Yeah, you answered it first.
You answered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I thought.
I'm glad y'all stopped me because it might have been a whole different answer too, man. Y'all, I be forgetting what the fuck I be talking about a little bit sometimes, man. But so I'm glad y'all stopped because I don't know what the fuck I said.
All right. All right. There it is. All right, so what we gonna do now, man? I'm gonna play a quick Chad P song as I like to do, and we're gonna take a quick break.
And then I be
don't
know
come
Chad
back.
P song,
bro. What is the problem? What's the problem? I don't understand.
I pay good money for this to be a surprise. I'll be leaking my song. Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, this is 3KQ Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
On God. On God. I don't think I need a nigga safe. When the last time I asked someone a favor, huh? On God, on God, huh? Hopped out the coupe like a sailor. All I wanna do is count paper. All a nigga do is count paper. I got a paper cut, inside paper cut. I like the joint, put the ash in a paper cup. On God, on God. I think my dab game too strong. In my legs for the sleep. I've been shitting on these rappers too long. I don't think I need to write a new song. Fuck niggas don't like it when you're too long. They wanna lights out when they think you on, but it won't work. Why? Cause my whole crew on. Down a city show, love I touched down. I'm a franchise player, I was first round. Don't be lying out here talking about your semi-tuck. Semi-tuck, get you touched. Why? For 50 bucks. On God, but I keep that 9 light through. On God, and I keep that loud light. Started let me fly like new ski. Oh God, bet the unexpected sad peas. Yeah. I don't think I need a nigga safer. Nah. When the last time I asked someone a favor? Nah. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Hopped out the coupe like a sailor. All I wanna do is count paper. All a nigga do is count paper. I got a paper cut inside a paper cut. Yeah. I like the joint, put the ash in a paper cup.
Let's keep it copacetic. I'm unapologetic, cause my hood would never let it. Acceptance with Uncle E, thank on the guy with the blessing. So I'm out here in these streets, 400 block what I'm reppin'. So pipe it down with it, gully talking nothing about you goonin'. Got the Holy Ghost behind it, truly over your unruly. Got my paper up, I'ma tear it up. Got paper cuts on paper cuts. Really started from the bottom. But we made it, bruh.
Oh God.
And I hold a title like I'm Floyd, nigga.
Oh God.
And I might retire like I'm Floyd, nigga.
Oh God.
Bitches praising me like I'm the Lord, nigga.
Oh God.
So you don't really want it with the poor, nigga.
Oh God.
Top five like I come from Yonkers. You for my AT aliens, cause I'm a fucking monster. Only time will tell, expect the unexpected, nigga. Music for the mind. I don't need no one accepting, nigga.
Oh God. I don't think I need a nigga safe. When the last time I asked someone a favor? God, on God, hopping out my coupe like a sailor. All I wanna do is count paper. All a nigga do is count paper. I got a paper cut inside a paper cut. I like the joints, put the ash in the paper cut.
My nigga hit me say he got two hoes from me. My other nigga say he got two hoes from me. On the south side, with two bitches, both 24 like Kobe.
On God,
baby, why your man keep hating?
On God,
tell him drop you off, I'm impatient.
On God,
ain't no time for love, bitch, I'm lazy.
On God,
too gone, can't nobody save me. On God, on Christ, pull up on some hoes at the red light.
Okay,
hopped out the whip behind Peasy, nigga.
Yup,
poke my side, bitch, don't leave me, nigga.
On God,
goddamn, where you get that ass from?
Woo.
Pussy so good, finna handcuff. I don't give a fuck, we ain't wearing rubber.
Nope.
But I stay strapped like Dan Glover.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to 3KQ Radio. Bring you the live most controversial question there is. I mean, if you got a controversial question that you need to have answered, please send that to us. We'll ask you here live on the show. You get a live opinion. Definitely tell you everything that was going on. So we just got finished talking about, can you control who you love? And so now we're going to jump into, how do I say this? We're going to jump into friends. Can your partner have friends of the opposite sex? Not only just friends of the opposite sex, can they have attractive friends of the opposite sex? Because, you know,
best friend.
Best friend. Can they have a best friend? Can they have a best friend that's attractive of the opposite sex?
I don't care.
You know, Well, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let Lecreen go because I know she's gonna be like a firecracker ready to explode through this whole entire question.
So
Lecreen, Donald can't have attractive female best friends. Are you saying he can't even have a female best friend?
So let's back up. So attractive is not an issue that bothers me. That's not an issue there. The issue is you said best friend. There is no best friend other than me. So that's dead. There is none of that. And I know we spoke about this issue a while back, and I remember, is it insecurities and different things of that nature? It's not an ounce of insecurities. I am the best friend. That is it. There is no other individual woman that you should be sharing things with. That's just dead. Not anywhere in my ounce of being is that appropriate on any level. So, no. Now, the attractive portion of it, that's not even up for discussion because you don't need to have any female best friends. Now, in reference to the other portion of the question, what was the other portion of the question?
I mean, that was pretty much it. Do you allow him to have any female friends?
It was two quarters, but no.
I was going to ask you if he's allowed to have any female friends.
Oh, yeah, that was it. So this is my thing. And this is how we've come to be where we are with this. He doesn't care for me to have any. So if I don't have any, that means you don't have any. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to friends, don't get me wrong, there are people that I knew from my past, you know what I'm saying, every blue moon. And everybody that I had, pretty much guy friends, you know what I'm saying, I dated them. You know what I'm saying? So there would be no need for us to continuously have conversation that would be comfortable for him. And when he moved here, there were no friends here, you know, female that he established. So you can't pop up today and say, oh, I got this friend, Susie, and it's going to be my homegirl and we're going to hang. That's a dead no. No, we're not going to do that. Now, if you had established friends back in the day or whatever, and every blue moon y'all catch up or whatever, that's cool. But there is none of that. We're going to talk on the phone and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. That's a no for me.
Okay.
All right.
I got you. Let's go with Peasy. Peasy, what's your thoughts, man? Female, can your spouse have an attractive male best friend?
All right. So. Hell no. Honestly, that nigga could be ugly for all I give a fuck. I don't care, ugly, middle nigga, attractive, however that shit work out on y'all attractivity scales. That nigga, I don't give a fuck what that nigga look like. If he male, nigga, I'm that. I agree with Lecreen. Like, now, you just, that nigga's fire. That nigga, there's no need for that nigga life anymore. If that's all he's sent to the earth to do, he could die. So, you know what I'm saying? Hell no, is the answer. I can't even do that one. Male dog, male horse, male bird, male human, male man. I don't give a fuck. Male best friends are out of the question.
Okay. Well, vice versa, are you allowed to have a female best friend?
Man, hell yeah.
I'm done.
Hell yeah.
Just don't laugh at that. I can't. I'm done.
the jury rests. No further questions. Oh man, why is there a difference between you being able to have a female best friend and your spouse not being able to have a female best friend?
Camille best friends are gay. That's why. That's just gay. But if a female has a male best friend, he trying to fuck, and that's all his life mission is. Ain't nobody best friends with no bitch. Look, man, just don't have best friends. Just end that shit. Y'all best friends with each other. I'll get you a journal.
So you don't feel like you should have one or her. So both of y'all should not have opposite sex best friends.
Nope.
Get you a journal so right. I can't be each other's best friend.
Okay, got it. I'm following with him today. I'm rolling. All right, cool.
There you go. Get you a journal. Set you up the camera in your all office. Right.
Nick, no nickname. Could your spouse have a female best friend? I mean, could your spouse have an attractive opposite sex as a best friend?
All right, so I'm about to go two ways on this one. First of all, nigga, I don't know how I'm going to determine that motherfucker's attractive, first of all. So let's just put that out there.
Okay.
So we should just say all male, right. Because I'm not looking at a nigga like, oh, that's an attractive motherfucker. He can't be my bitch friend. So that's first of all. That's first of all. Second of all, she can have a male friend. She can have what other bitches determine is an attractive male friend. I don't give a fuck. Because whatever the fuck they do, me and my female best friend is probably doing the same shit. So I don't give a fuck. But that's first of all. Second of all is, if the nigga really, you know what I'm saying, want to be more than the best friend, take her. Because like I told y'all on the last question, the bitch came with bills. I don't want to pay her bills. So take the bitch. I've already fucked her. She don't have little hands. I've been trying to tell you niggas all day. You don't own these bitches. These motherfuckers get to make their own decisions, do what they want to do. Yeah, let her have a best friend. I'm cool with it because I'm going to have like 15 best friends. And if she cool with that, then we good. That's all that matters. So, yep, absolutely. And that's probably the reason that Donald can't have a female best friend. Everything that I'm saying is probably Willa Cream like, yep, that's why I don't let that nigga talk to no bitches except for me.
Y'all got it confused. Y'all don't know. My husband is crazy. He don't play. It don't be me. It's him. Y'all better wake up.
No. We know Donald crazy as shit. We know that. Listen, all niggas is motherfucking protective until they get to that realization that, wait, it's more bitches than niggas? Okay, cool. Yeah, once they realize that, they good. But before that, they protective than a motherfucker.
He didn't realize
that. I fuck with Donald.
He realized that before he met me.
I'm just bullshitting LaCream. I'm just playing
yeah,
around.
I know. But, for real,
we know he's crazy.
This is my question, Nick. So, and just too. So you saying spouse, but what about people that are dating? Are you saying just married couples, or are you, because you said spouse. So is it different for people that are just dating, or you mean people that are married?
Any bitch I fuck with can have a best friend that's a male. Any bitch.
Okay.
That's for me.
So if you're married,
we can be married. Yeah.
Can have best friends that are men.
Friends? First of all, we start out with one friend, but yeah, she can have several of them. I don't give a shit.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you something. Hey, LaCream, listen. This is how I feel about this, LaCream, because I know what you're thinking. I don't give a shit about cheating. I think that happens all the time. Okay? This is what I care about. Listen, just love me. Control your love enough to hide that shit. Don't let me find out. Because once I find out, that means you don't give a
apparently
fuck.
Everybody cheats, baby.
But if you hide that shit, that means you give a
everybody
fuck.
About you said the fuck.
Hide that shit. Love me enough to hide that shit. That's all I
there
want.
You go.
I don't want a bitch to love me enough not to
love
cheat. I want a bitch
to
love me enough to hide that shit.
So just keep the dirt discreet.
Nigga, keep the dirt on the ground. Yeah. Keep it discreet. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, hide that shit.
All right. So this is how I feel about it. I feel like women are some of the sneakiest of all creatures. And you guys get away with so much stuff because you never get caught. I mean, you're really good at it. And so I'm the type that I feel like I have to be confident in myself to know that if my spouse has a male attractive best friend, then I feel like if I tell her no, she's going to do it anyway and hide it because you guys are good at hiding stuff. What I feel like I have to do instead is make sure I prove to her day in and day out why we're in this relationship, why I'm the man for her, why I'm irreplaceable, and vice versa. If I have
but
a female friend, you know, hey, I'm not irreplaceable.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I have to try to prove that day in and day out. And by me trying to prove that day in and day out, it helps keep the spice up in the relationship. It helps keep things going in the relationship because I'm always a firm believer that there is always, always going to be somebody that could be better than me out there. But what I have to do is try to make them hard to find. And that's just the way of the world. I mean, there's always a bigger fish out there. You know what I'm saying? There's always a better
fish out
there.
You need the bird boxer. You don't got to do nothing else.
What
a blind hole,
motherfucker. If I do this, give you hand claps. You want some hand claps?
Yeah, I need hand claps for that one.
Let's say, oh, okay. Hold on. I got you. There you go. There you go. But that's just how I feel. I feel like you can try to tell somebody all day long that, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. But if they want it, if that's what they want, then that's what they're going to have at any moment, at any given time. And me coming from college where I was a very friendly guy, you know, I had a lot of female friends. And, you know, that's just what I had. And so I still keep in contact with them. I'm not going to say any of them were best friends, but I do still keep in contact with a lot of people through text, through Facebook, through Messenger, you know, whatever, just making sure people are all right. But, I mean, that's just what's going to happen. And if she's contacting people on her phone, that's what she's doing. I don't ask to look at her phone. I don't want to look at her phone to find out if she has a male best friend or anything. I don't. I want to just have the faith and trust and believe that I'm going to do whatever I can do to make sure that she's with me and nobody else. And if she happens to go somewhere else, well, then I guess I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. But that's just how I look at it. Not everybody believes the same.
Very well put, Jess.
Thank you. Well, appreciate it.
I don't necessarily agree with all that, but all I know is every time you look up, it's more bitches. So every time it's just like, And what? So you don't got to worry about their friends, or if they got best friends, because there's more of them than there is us. So we going to be all right. That's all I got.
I mean, that is why we went to Albany State. You know, 18-3 ratio was pretty damn good.
I didn't pick that shit. I picked it for football and bitches. And I played football. And bitches. So, great experience for me. So, I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm done. I ain't going to say nothing else. Hey,
ain't
the sniper from South Georgia some shit?
What?
The sniper. McCrean's husband.
He's from Glenville.
I'm like, who are you talking about?
What do you mean? Oh, that's the people that try to kill me with food in Glenville. That's why I almost died. Motherfuckers trying to make my stomach explode.
I told you. I said, pace yourself. They gonna make you eat or watch you eat everything on your plate. Pace yourself.
That nigga did not tell me none of that shit she's talking about right now.
Twice. Bro, I told you, I said, we're going to go to one grandma's house,
and then we're
going
to this grandma's
house. And then we're going to go to the other grandma's house and eat. I ain't tell you to fix full plates at both grandma's house, bro. You can't blame that one on me. That was your fault. And LaCreen, you've been to Mud House, and you see how much
of course.
And so now imagine, we went to my other grandma's house, and it ain't half as many. It's not nobody over there. So we can eat all we want over there. So, yeah, he was pretty full. I thought he was going to die on the way to Waycross. I really thought he was going to die.
Ooh.
Oh, man. So here goes the last question of the night. The last question is, how many days should it be between sex? You're not healthy.
Ooh, good question.
Not including, you know, ladies on the monthly time, but how many days should it be between sex? many days should it be
between
those? Did
they still have
periods?
Hey, you say it can't count women's time. Hey, did you ask our other guest the question we just left? I don't think you asked our other guest that question.
I didn't know what the other guest was speaking, you know, but I
think they're doing both.
They
listening and talking. I think we should ask. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess it's only fair to let the other guests introduce themselves. So I'm going to call the last 5 days and say your number is 66268. You're live with 3KQ Radio. How are you doing today? See, they might not want to talk. They might not want to talk.
That's
well,
why
you don't
want
to
talk. Goddamn. I can't even provoke that shit.
Nigga, anybody ever call you a savage?
Nope.
No worries, no worries. Yeah, 6268, if you do want to talk on the line tonight, please feel free to let us know. We'll be glad to take any of the input that you do have. We're going to go ahead and go into the last topic of the night, and then we're going to get off and tend to one of our members here. But the last question of the night is, how many days, somebody just walked in my house, how many days should it be between sex? Peasy, go ahead and answer that real quick while I go get my shotgun.
how many days, I don't know the official number, but I'm going to say 14. Before it's a problem.
Time out. 14 days between sex?
You said, yeah. So for what? Like, that's the max. Are y'all talking about the minimum?
Oh.
Like, obviously, the max you can go is 14.
You said, how many should it be? But you can give a max. That makes sense. But I thought that was your minimum. I was going to say, you need to quit. Like, that's a bad way. You should get out.
Nah, I think that thing, man. A couple of days, man. What time is it? 4:15? 4:15, you might have to expand that to about 5. You know, I need to be tired. But, you know what I'm saying? What time of year is it? First quarter, man, you know, every 3 hours. But, you know, 14 days max. So, but I digress. Go ahead, Justin.
Okay. All right. LaCream, talk to us. How long between time, I don't want to say periods because that just brings up other stuff, but how long between sexcapades should it be between you have sex again?
Okay. I think 14 days is a long time. But this is my thing, and Donald and I have had this conversation before. I honestly feel like in the beginning of a relationship, you're bunnies. Everybody's just fucking when you first meet, that courtship or whatever the case may be. So you have sex often. And then for those who have been together for a very long time, and then you go into years, you go to 5 years, you know, 8 years, 10 years, you know, my thing is this, and I've always been this way. I want and crave you in a way that is, you know, astronomically ridiculous. And I can't do that if we fuck every day. So I really feel like, you know what I'm saying, 3 to 4 or 5 days, you know, I'm going to say three, you know what I'm saying, for sure. But I know my husband would say like every other day, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. If we're not, and we're always so tired, so it's like, you know, in order to get to to give a realistic number, I guess I would say like 3 days, because I know both of us in about 3 days is like, okay, you know, hey, what it do? So I'm going to say 3 days on the low end, and on the high end, I may say maybe like six, you know, maybe like, you know, pretty much a week, because since we've been together in our 10, 11 years, we have literally, you know what I'm saying, never gone past maybe like, when I had surgery. But other than that, we literally had never gone, even during my cycle, like we, you know, it's whatever. But I'm just saying, I mean, I'm talking realistic. You know what I'm saying? Now, every blue moon, it might be some things that come up that cause us, you know what I'm saying, not to be able to. But for the most part, we ain't, it ain't no people that be like, man, we ain't had sex in 6 months. I be like, damn, is that real? Like, people really do that shit? Like, we mad or we, you know, we just roommates and we going through something. We ain't having sex. I'm like, man, nah, something's wrong. Because I can't imagine, like, your body not, you know what I'm saying, telling you that it's time, for, you know, you craving this individual. Like, I don't know. But I will say this. I stand firm on, I don't think people in relationships for long periods of time should have sex every day. Like, I really don't. Because your body, you need to give your body, just like missing people, you need to give your body an opportunity to crave that person. You know what I'm saying? To want to, because with me, like, every love session should be like, you know, if we're really making love. Now, if we fucking real quick and boom, in the restroom real quick or wherever we end up real quick, then okay. But if we trying to take it to, like, mountaintops, like, man, look, I can't do that shit with you every day. I can't do that. I can't hang off the curtains every day. Like, I give that to you once a week, once every 2 weeks. I'm serious. That type of encounter. So I really feel like on the low end.
I don't
want to
hear about it ever again.
I'm just saying. But that's my answer. That's my answer. But men always answer the question differently, so I don't know.
Well, here's how I feel. It goes and comes in spurts. So the max between time, I do agree with Chad, 14 days max. Preferably no more than 5. And in doing so, I hear what you're saying, the cream, that you need time to crave that person. But I feel like when it's good, like when it's real good, like, you know, you can go 4 or 5 days straight just because it's real good. If you're craving that person, and then I, you know, it's kind of like if you're craving something, you want it all the time. And so 4 or 5 days straight might just, like you say, go like rabbits even now. And then, you know, after that kind of wears off, then you get up to the between the 5 and the 7 days between the next time. But typically, I feel like the way it goes is you know, after you get it that one day, that next day and the day after that, you're going to be wanting it again. And, you know, ain't no use of torturing yourself when it's yours to get. So you might as well go ahead and take advantage of it. So, you know, I feel like if it's good and you want it, you might as well knock it out of the park 4 to 5 days straight. Take a 2 to 3 day break and then knock it out again. But then sometimes, you know, after that, it gets a little tired. Then give it your 14-day break, and then come back strong again. So that's just kind of how I look at it. But
what about getting dicked up? So, like, how often should that be? Like, how often?
Every fucking time. What the fuck you mean? Every day.
No, I'm not talking about that. You don't have to have sex to do that.
No,
so I just want to know.
I should be washing dishes. You just slide in between me and the counter. What the fuck?
Oh.
It should happen all the time. Right off.
This is actually
a discussion that goes on here quite regularly. And the way I feel like it should
this
be no less than every other day. I feel like it should be no less than every other day. That's how
what?
I feel. Now, others feel like it should be maybe once a week. You know what I'm saying? And I say maybe once a week. That's how others feel. But I feel like that's, to me,
time.
That's one of my favorite things. So it's like, and
nigga, to you,
how often do you feel about giving head?
So
not in the office because the niggas can unlock the door. It ain't got no lock on it.
So let me just speak from real like experience. Like, I don't do it every day. And I don't there have been a week or two or weeks that have passed by and I haven't done it. And we've had sex, but I haven't done it.
Everything and anything about a boom about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that
I don't know what that is, and I also don't know what the fuck she just said. What?
It's not every day.
So is it like every other day? Are you talking about it might be like once a week, once
she
every
said
other
week? Nah, nigga, she said
yeah, it's been weeks before.
Week?
No. What
nigga, with an S on it. Week.
Yeah, it's been weeks with an S before.
No. You've been divorced with a D. Nigga, fuck that.
Yeah, weeks before. That's a week.
Yeah, if it was weeks in between times, like I would actually have a problem. Like, and I base stuff that I do around the house as far as cooking, cleaning, getting your car gas filled up, like all that stuff is based off of how much head I get. So if shit starts getting dirty and food ain't getting cooked, well then you automatically know why. You automatically
oh,
know
God.
Why. And that's just how I base that. So I don't see
oh
how you do weeks about doing it.
Weeks.
Weeks.
Weeks. Oh shit. I
you
have
said
a lot
three,
of respect
you said three
friends.
Weeks?
No, I said,
you said 3 weeks?
Like well, I mean honestly I don't really count it like that.
Who needs the cutty?
Yeah, it's been weeks.
You need, and see, you know what? You guys used to be like on top of the pedestal as far as sexual couples that are in love. But after you said that, you almost lose all your credibility. Like almost all your credibility
was
gone.
So they was on top of
just like that.
I don't know what the fuck pedestal.
Just like that.
And they was on top of a motherfucking funeral home. I'm talking about that shit dead as a bitch.
We fell off.
Yeah,
we fell off.
Oh yeah, you fell off way. I mean, whew. It's like when you take the SAT and you just get score points for putting your name on there. That's all you guys got right there. just points for
oh,
your
God.
Name, and that's it. You know what? We got to find out. Now that's got to be a poll question on our Instagram page.
Yep, I think that's a good
you
question.
Get that up there. I think you should poll that on the Instagram page. How long should time be between giving head? I think you should put that on there, Nick. That's a good one right there.
I'm gonna put it on there, but guess what? Ain't gonna be an option. Weeks. That shit ain't gonna be an option. Figure out minutes, days. Weeks,
but
you
it was
higher. Not you, LaCreme, but weeks ain't gonna be up there. Y'all see, I'm trying to get better this year. Every time I say bitch, I have to clarify that I'm not talking about the people that's on this show. Yep, I'm trying to be a better person this year. That's it, crazy.
That's great.
Weeks. Well, my thing is,
I try and make up for it. So, if it goes weeks.
Ain't no making up for weeks.
There ain't no making up for it for weeks. How you make
what
up
you
for,
do,
for
like
it?
Ball
for a lot of time.
Ain't no making up for it. Ain't no making up for it.
Oh, look.
What
the
fuck?
You make up
for a lot of time.
Let me tell you something. When you ain't having that nigga dick for weeks, that nigga has got some jerkins that you don't know about. Fuck is you talking about?
the chair.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Y'all is wild.
I'm out of weeks.
Totally funny.
Ain't no nigga in this world going weeks without a nut. That shit crazy.
But wait. You said dick suck, not fucking. So that's what I'm saying. Are we talking about one thing or both?
No, I'm talking about head. Because hair is supposed to happen much more frequently than having sex. We can go weeks without having sex. We can't go weeks without head. That's some bullshit.
See, and we a little opposite. We can go, okay, so I feel what you're saying, though. I feel
Yeah. No, I mean, you can go weeks without head and probably just want to have sex. And that's cool. That's cute. That's nice. But nah. Fuck that. Nigga, I need the microwave. I don't always want to use the oven. Nigga, I need... Nah, we ain't doing weeks. Hang on, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? That nigga, he always has one. One little quote you throw in there. That nigga say he need a microwave. He always don't want the oven. Nigga, that shit made the most sense. Sometimes you just want to heat up this hot dog. That's all you want to do.
Why the fuck got turn the whole oven on do that? You know what I'm saying? That's, hey, bro.
We've been out
of motherfucking confused ass niggas sometimes.
We had a microwave in weeks. Nigga, Sears got left. Fuck that. God damn.
Sometimes we want 45 seconds. A hot love.
When is it my turn? Ask me the question. God damn. And all my content already. Shit.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Oh, man. Well, hey, y'all. It's been a really good show tonight. I mean, we had four great topics. Didn't take too long to get through. Had a person who called in tonight. Hadn't called in a while. Maybe next time we get them to say a little something on the radio. But we do appreciate you for calling.
They ain't
in.
Called in.
Oh man. So yeah, we appreciate everybody calling in. We're gonna go ahead and get some shout outs, and then we're gonna go ahead and get up off this thing. Peasy, go ahead with your shout outs.
Hey, man, as always, shout-out to 3KQ Radio, the team, all the listeners. We really appreciate y'all fooling with us, man. 3K Cruz coming soon, man. King Peasy coming soon, man. I think I'm going to drop a music video, too. Coming soon. So, hey, man, y'all keep tuning in. 8 p.m. on Sundays, live mix, 8:30 the show. Tune in, 3KQ Radio.
Bad. Hey, we should film a video on the cruise. We should definitely film a video.
Long as it's like that Cardi B video, it got to be exactly like that.
Great. Latrine, go ahead with your shout out.
I want to shout out 3KQ. As always, great conversation with you guys on a Sunday evening. Excited about the 3KQ crew, finally getting an opportunity to meet everybody. Want to shout out to Martin Luther King celebrating that day tomorrow. Also want to shout out at First Source, just on Instagram, follow us, like us, all of this stuff. And I guess I'll be sucking more dick because obviously weeks is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
God damn it.
Nick, go ahead. Go ahead with the shout out.
I'm still stuck on these weeks. Hey, shout out motherfucking 3KQ, man. Shout out to the crews. You know what I'm saying? I might have a little feel good story for y'all at the end of all this shit, but you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can get on that cruise, you know what I'm saying? They told me that legally I can't get on that bitch, but I don't give a fuck what they talk about. Also, shout out to all the ladies. It ain't going weeks without sucking dick. That's crazy. They don't do other shit. But I fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying, making sure the dicks is sloppy and wet multiple times throughout the week instead of just going weeks without it. And shout out to the ladies that think pussy is a head replacement. It's not just like head. It's not a pussy replacement. It's two separate things that I need at two separate times. And sometimes at the same time, but multiple times all the time. You feel me? With that being said, I'm about to be out of this bitch. I'm going to Walmart, which is across the street. I'm going to grab me a microwave because my oven ain't working tonight.
Hey, man, shout out to the team, man. Shout out to 3KQ. Shout out to everybody listening, whether you're listening across the street or across the country, man. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Man, I hope to see you guys on the 3KQ cruise. Anybody that's wanting to go, please hit us up for information. We got a few people that's gotten on. So right now, we got about 8 cabins filled up. So anybody else that wants to go, man, please just do us a favor. Let us know. And as usual, we'll see you guys next week at 8:30.
Amen. Amen. Man,
yeah.
You know you like my A, my B, my C, and my D. Yeah.
Hey,
man, you my all of the above.
You my base, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Say I'm all of the above. I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my base, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never bust, bust the drugs, yeah, all of the above.
girl, you really love.
Can't stay down like drinking dick. Send me them news when you miss it, kid. They can't make me cheat on you. Ain't nothing you can do to make me beat on you. When I get home, can I eat on you? I'm too late now to put D on you. Box so good, she legendary. Crush little mama unnecessary. Got a nigga hard like February. What we got ain't monetary. She my independent girl. Say she love me minute, girl. She been around for a minute, girl. I take care of you and your mama, girl. House stay clean like Paula do. Can I need to keep up with you? Christian, Louis Vuitton, got me and babe dripping. Ayy, bottles after bottles coming. Me and babe sipping. Ayy, blue hunters on us like me and babe dripping. She A, B, C, and D, so say out of I business.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Your black Honda was in the spot. I saw you walking by. We walk into the light. Ask if I could come with you. We all been through a lot. When I pulled you to the side, and I'm trying to be in your life. I'm trying to fast forward. Smoking on meteorite. Sick of your last boy. You say you need me in your life.
Trust.
Being a fly, it is I. Hold on. I'm still laid to smack down, but my heart's stone cold.
Hey. You a house and move you to Boca. You ain't got to drive, I get you a chauffeur. If I'm your Stephanie, you as my Oprah. We can be next, Big D and Hova. A, will I ride for her? B, will I slide for her? C, will I die for her? D, all of the above.
You my bait, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. I'm giving you gifts cause you amazing. My way of showing appreciation. Prayer wanna initiate it. I'm in the spirit of winning paper. Outfits are custom tailored. I am not mingling with the haters. We like Ali, we the greatest. Rick and H, Porsche willing to fly. I'm a willing to fly. I'm the one taught you the back end. I'm the one eating on your clip from behind. Then hit you hard from the back end. We doing yoga, you back bend. I lick on your titties and tap in.
It's 4 in the morning, I walk in the house. I'm fishing drop, but I'm digging in your shit. You is asleep, I'm waking you up. Fucking on each other, we do it the best. A is a sex, A is a sex, B is a love, B is a love, C is a chemistry, C is a chemistry, D is all of the above.
You my bae, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Say I'm all of the above. I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my bae, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never fudge, plus the drugs, yeah, all of the above. Side